Welcome to episode 9 of the Dazed and Confused podcast. We're here today with a very rough Anna.
Don't expose me.
Who doesn't look at all up for today.
Thank God we're doing a podcast where you don't need to...
Yeah, thank God it's a podcast and not just like a chat. Like a chat show.
People don't want to see what I look like right now.
I'll take
hear it in my voice.
You can. It's very...
Oh yeah, I know. It's very prominent.
The roughness in it.
We're doing... Well, it is the morning as well.
Oh, it's quarter past... It's so that's quarter past 11,
that's an
Anna.
Excuse. Yeah, it's still the morning.
Okay. Get over yourself. I get up at 4:30 and bright as a daisy. Right.
Oh yeah, I know, but not after a night out.
It has happened. But moving on. So what have you been up this week apart from killing the liver?
Honestly, I don't know. I can't see, I literally can't see past last night.
It's got amnesia. It's just took away all your short-term memory.
Yeah, once I fell down that one time, it just hit my head, can't remember anything. I'm on my summer holidays now.
Good for you. So, good for some.
That's really fun. And I literally can't function.
This is going to be a great week this week.
Sorry, everyone.
Well, I've had a pretty busy week. I got my drag on Monday night.
I'm getting mine tomorrow.
Whoa. Are you Ravenscraig?
Yep,
same.
How was
mine kept bleeding and I've got a bruise.
You did. You sent me something, yeah. You just couldn't stop bleeding.
It's ridiculous.
Is it not tiny though?
Uh-huh. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I've still got a bruise. And everyone that I've asked, I was like, oh, did yours bleed and get a bruise and stuff? And they're like, no, mine was fine. I'm like, all right, okay. Good for
maybe
you.
Maybe it was, I don't know, a new brand of needle that they were using. And they're like, extra pointy.
Maybe my skin is just super sensitive.
That's probably it. Any side effects?
Nah, just a sore arm. But after a couple of days, that went away. I've also been busy with the softball, the World Series, the Women's College World Series was on this week. It's been on since last Thursday, and I've enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, Katie told me the other day I've just realised what I've done as well.
I just told you to get some basics.
Find out the basics. And I've just realised I could go search volleyball instead of softball. But same thing.
No, it's not.
No.
It's really... There's probably not one rule the same.
So, well, explain it to me then.
It's like baseball, but with a larger ball. I've actually got an example of a ball right here.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't even... That's...
What is that there? That is so... Katie just brought out a softball ball. Literally out of thin air.
Yeah, like Champion Series. It's just... I got it a few years ago when I first started watching it. I got really into it and I went, you know what? I need to buy a softball now. And so I've got it.
Do you use it?
No. It's hard. It's so... So basically... Well, do you know the basics of baseball? You've got three bases. You've got the home run plate.
I'm gonna sneeze. No, I'm not. Continue.
You've got the home run plate, you've got the pitcher, and then you've got your infielders, your outfielders. Basically, exact same setup like that, but you have a larger ball, and the pitcher throws it underarm. So,
okay. Hi, in baseball, do they throw it?
Yeah, throw it overarm. So,
I didn't know that.
Anna, you always talk about the Twilight baseball scene. How did you not know that? That's like your favourite Twilight scene.
I know, but...
Scene.
It's a really good scene.
you do it.
They do it. Of course they do that. I'm being silly. Because they do the thing where they lift their knee up as well, don't they? So, and that, yeah, sorry.
But, so that's the kind of basics.
I need to get it together.
Three outs, and then you switch over. But genuinely, like, I started watching it a few years back, and it was just like, I came across it on like ESPN one of the days, and I was like, what is this sport? I was like, what the hell is this? And on it, it's on top three in my favourite sports ever.
Top three?
Top three. It's honestly so good.
What's your top two? American football?
Yeah, well, football, then American football, softball, baseball, basketball.
I don't think I have a favourite sport.
Apparently volleyball.
Volleyball? I know the rules to volleyball.
You'll know all the rules then.
Yeah.
But, so, I was watching, and it's a World Series, so the biggest competition, and the team I support, so because it's like college in America, that they're big on sports, you support a college, and the college I support is FSU.
Where's that
so that's
based?
That's Florida State University, so that's in Tallahassee. So that's my team, and we won it 2018. So this was us through to the World Series, and we were ranked number 10, so we were quite low down. And then, but we just kept winning. Like, we lost the first game, but then won every game after that. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, yes, we're going to do it. And then we got through to the final, and we're against Oklahoma, who's number one ranked team in the world. And we won the first game, and I was like, oh my God, this is it. That I can't, and I was raging because I was like, I should have took the next day off, because I was like, because I'm going to be celebrating. But then they won game two, so mm-hmm. that made it like one each.
Yeah.
And then, so yes, like last night's game, unfortunately we lost. I was gutted. I was like, even like, I went up to bed after it because I had like work, and I was actually in bed and I couldn't even sleep because of how gutted I was.
Is it like, so is there like three games in the final?
Yeah, in the final. It's best of three.
Best of three. That's quite, I feel like that's interesting. That doesn't really normally happen in sports. Is that a short game or something?
No, well, seven innings. Baseball's usually nine innings, but softball is seven.
What does that mean? What's innings?
Innings, so like a team goes out and they hit, and if they get three strikes, they're out, and the next team comes in.
Yep.
Right, and then once both teams have had equal shots, it goes to the next inning.
Right.
So
right,
each
right.
inning has.
So it's kind of like the rounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So that's I would encourage everybody to go and watch it, because it's a great sport and it doesn't get the appreciation it deserves.
Who plays softball? Men or it's women, isn't it?
It's women.
Or is
yeah.
it men? Women.
Yeah. It gets bypassed every year, and so seeing the World Series games, I think the average audience for this year was over 2 million. Like, they've just upgraded. See where they hold the final? They hold it in a stadium in Oklahoma. Uh-huh. It's a Hall of Fame stadium, and they've just like upgraded the capacity, so it's just over like 13,000, and literally it was like sold out every day.
How are people allowed to go see it because of COVID?
Well, they're all capacity now in America.
Is everything normal then?
No, I don't think so, but I really just don't think they care.
No, true.
They're just like, oh well, you know, let's just open everything. And you're like, well, I wouldn't advise you to do that, but they're just kind of doing what they want. But that was, so that was this week. So it was an eventful week filled with highs and lows.
For real.
It was, honestly, I felt like I was on the team. Hashtag get me on the team. Hashtag
do you
never
think
played
you could
it
play? Before. I was going to say, do you think you could play it?
Personally, I think I probably could.
I feel like I could play it. It's just like a big game of rounders.
I hate when people say that. It's not a big game of rounders. It's not a big game of Rounders, it's a professional sport.
Yeah, I know, but Rounders is a sport in some ways. I love Rounders.
Give it the respect Rounders, that it deserves. Give it the respect
Rounders
that it deserves.
Rounders is my number one sport.
But I know, I think I'd be quite good at it. But then I say that and it's like, then the ball's thrown at you at like 80 miles an hour. And I'd be like, ah!
You're like running.
I'd be like, please don't hit me. So I say it with confidence. I think if they were like, oh, we'll step up to the plate, I'd be like, well, you know, I'm actually better being a watcher in the stands. But I'd give it a go.
Are you a watcher or a player?
Don't hate the player, hate the game. No, I think I'd give it a go if there was a chance to, but there's no softball teams. So shout out to anybody listening, if you want to make a softball team, I'm up for it.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Anything else we covered this week?
I'm trying to think anything interesting that's happened to me in the past few weeks. But not really. Just been getting ready. Well, the weather's been good.
Oh, the weather was good.
Last episode, I was like, the weather is so bad. And then I think the day that it came out, it was roasting. Uh-huh. Like, it was roasting like, hot. We were in, like, shorts. It's crazy.
Like, in the podcast, we were like, I mean, it says it's supposed to be good weather, but it probably won't happen. And then literally for like a week straight, it was roasting. It still is roasting. Yeah. It's just the sun's not out.
Yeah, the temperature's high, but no. But imagine if the sun was out, it would be even warmer.
Mm-hmm. I'm up for that. So you went more than that.
I know, same. Yeah, we went out. We went a walk.
We went a marathon.
It was so not a marathon.
Near enough. It was well over, like, 12 kilometres. I don't know how long a marathon is.
A marathon's like, isn't it like 20 something miles?
You're joking, is it?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
It is. Google it. I can. I don't have a phone right now. But
yeah, whose fault is that? Anna's in a destructive drinking behaviours.
Actually, not mine this time.
Well, I'll put it in, how many kilometres is in a marathon?
No, don't do kilometres, say miles.
No, because...
But the miles are more than kilometres.
No, because my Apple Watch only calculates in kilometres and I don't know how to turn that into miles. Wow. What?
We did not, we did not walk a marathon.
Yeah, one marathon is like 42 kilometres.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
there's no way that we would have walked that. We would be there. We would be walking around all day.
I'm just checking how many miles. Oh my god, 26 miles in a marathon. Why would anybody run that? Why would you put your body through that?
Well, I go out and run, right? Obviously not to the extent.
Yeah, I was like, where are you going with this, Anna?
But I'm like out of breath. Like, it's taken me ages to get to running to 5k. See to run a 5k is so difficult. I have no idea how people run marathons. I like running, right? I do think it's really good, but I know I could never do a marathon. I don't know how people do that,
especially in the times. Like, you ever see the times and it's like, oh, it took me like an hour, and I'm like, oh, shut up.
My dad ran like a good few marathons, and his best he always wanted to get under 4 hours. That was his goal. Mm-hmm. And I think when he did get it was like 3 hours 59 minutes and like 50 seconds or something, like just under 4 hours.
Still counts.
Yeah, no, it still counts. It's so impressive. But think about how long your playlist needs to be.
I need to carry a defibrillator with me. I'd have like an aid car standby just following me.
Have you ever seen that movie? I forget what it's called, and it's about this guy. It's, who's that actor? He's in I think he wrote Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, Sean Pegg?
I don't think his name's Sean, but it's
Is it Peg. Not Sean Pegg?
It's not Sean. That's the name of the movie.
It starts with an S, doesn't it?
Simon. Simon. It's Simon.
Oh. Oh, well, then I'm mixing up Sean Pegg and Sean Penn. Simon Pegg, yeah.
Easy mistake to make. Yeah. I forget what it's called, but he has a movie about it, and he runs a marathon, and yeah, it's a comedy. It's not.
I'm looking through his movies.
It's not a super like intellectual movie about running, and the
highs and lows. Run, fat boy, run.
It is a comedy. Yeah, it's that.
Run, fat boy.
Because I'm sure he has. I don't know if he's married to her or something, but he's split up from his girlfriend.
Dandy Newton's in it.
He wants to get back in our good books, so he runs a marathon. Like, and the most simple layer of the plot, that is it.
I mean, it sounds thrilling, truly. I mean, I'll put it behind
a proper action movie. It's crazy. See the stunts.
I'll watch Pieces of a Woman first, and then that's top of my list.
We still need to watch it.
I'm saying it sarcastically, Anna. I'm not going to watch it.
Katie, we have to watch it now. We have to. There's like no going back.
But even like the plot, what even is the plot? Do you know?
No. Okay, you have watched 20 minutes of it.
No, I watched like the first 15, then I turned it off because it was making weird noises. So don't think I didn't get the plot for that. I mean, Shia LaBeouf like creeps me out as it is, but yeah, have you seen him recently? He looks just
no.
He's just dead old and run down.
I don't feel like I've ever really if I've seen him in something, I don't know it. Like, what is he in?
He's apart in this. He's got a
apart
really...
Apart from the Sia music video.
He's in the Transformers. He's in... Even Stevens. He was in the Disney. Even Stevens.
Was he?
He was in Holes. Holes?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know it.
That's a really hard word to pronounce, by the way. Holes? Like...
It sounds like you're saying hole.
Yeah, no, like that's a really hard word to get across. Holes. When somebody says what? Holes?
It's because the L is silent, I think.
Yeah. Holes. Holes. Oh, that's a weird one.
Oh, that's so weird. Isn't Why it? Do we pronounce that like that?
Yeah, I don't
Why
know.
Why do we not say the L?
Ah, holes.
That is really weird.
I told you, it's weird. It was in a really good film called Disturbia.
Disturbia.
Yeah, well, watch it. It's so good. Oh, it's really good.
Is that a psychological thriller? It sounds like one.
Yeah. Yeah, class is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that. I don't know why you'll see them. Let me look them up. Oh, he's in Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. Because he's a wee boy in that. Or not a wee boy, like teenager. He's in Surf's Up. What the hell?
The Madagascar movie spin-off.
No, Surf's Up about the penguins. The surf.
Yeah, is that not about the ones from Madagascar?
No. They're just not. It's separate penguins.
Oh, I thought it was
not
the same
ones. Penguins are the same penguins. God. And then I don't know what else he's in. I don't recognise the rest. But I really don't think I'll watch it. I'll tell you what I am going to watch. The what? New Loki series is out on Disney.
Is it one episode a week?
Yeah, that was the thing. I thought it was going to be like giving us
all
a whole series.
All of them released at once.
That was the only downer that I had about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That it was one at a time. And I was like, just give us it all. Just because I'm just so greedy. I was like, I need to binge watch it.
But they done that with WandaVision and that went down really well.
But I just want, just give me the season. Let me just go for one sitting and bash through it.
Yeah, it's because it's kind of like the culture now is to binge watch things. Mm-hmm. Because you can. Rarely do I have TV shows that I'm waiting each week. Well, for the like an episode to come out, I'm always waiting for like the full thing to be dropped.
That's the position I was in. I'm still in this position with Grey's Anatomy in Station 19.
Oh yeah, you were saying that last time.
I have to what else am I going to do for the rest of the week? I need to fill my time. I need to get a hobby. You know what? I'm going to start running. That's what I need to do. Start running and get a hobby.
Run that
because
marathon.
I'm so sick of shows. Yeah, and then run a marathon. And then what happens once I do that?
You told me that you were going to start running.
I was going to start running and I bought the clothes, but I just can't be arsed.
You bought the clothes?
I bought the clothes. Yes, I went in.
What did you buy?
Running gear. I bought running gear.
Did you get new trainers?
Yes, I've got trainers.
So yeah, but did you get ones for like running in? Like new
ones? I've got Nike and they're called Nike 2090. And I think they'll be okay for running. That was just...
You don't really need. I need to
just in case you were looking.
I don't want to like type because it'll be dead loud.
Oh, wait here. Let me get a photo up. I think they'll be okay for running. I mean, I do walking in them, so and they're super comfy, so I feel like they'd be fine. But that's. I'm just so. Do you know what I mean? I'm just bored.
Are you bored?
I'm just bored, and but then when I'm bored,
I
went
through that the other week. I was quite bored.
Like, but I've got like stuff to do for uni over the summer and I just can't be bothered here.
Right, so it's not that you're... Oh, they're nice.
Thanks.
I feel like they'd be okay for running.
Yeah, so do I. I'm just a bit fed up just now.
I think it's because things aren't fully back open yet, so you still feel a bit limited to like what you can do with your time. But it's like things are half open, half not open. So then you're kind of in a limbo of not knowing what to do. Because I felt like that ages ago. Well, not ages ago, like a few weeks ago. I felt like I didn't know what to do because some stuff was open and some stuff wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know if I'm explaining it myself well. I think we might need to edit that bit out.
You always say that and we never end up doing it.
I don't think it made any sense.
I heard cinemas back open, aren't they?
Cinemas are back open.
But are any movies getting shown? Well, like, is there no movies coming out? Like, what's the deal with that?
Cruella? Is that... But I thought that was on Disney Plus.
Yeah. I'm not going to...
But it's in the cinema as well.
To the cinema to pay to see something I can see on telly.
Yeah, I know.
Like, girl, I pay my membership for a reason.
But that's so... I feel like it's... Well, I mean, classic Disney. But it's strange how they've... That it's out in cinemas and.
Because Sky's done that a couple of times. Like Sky Movies, like a Sky Original, they put it in cinema but then just released it to like Sky Premiere. And I'm like, that is so stupid. Like, one or the other, mate.
I don't know, is it like. Maybe if they put it on Disney Plus, is it to then promote Disney Plus? Like,
probably.
If someone goes to the cinema, sees a movie, and then they're like, oh, well, for £6 a month, you can watch this movie a million times a day. For a month, and then,
but then
like, oh yeah, well, we'll get it.
But then I also put, is like Cruella the one that makes you change your mind? Like, is it really that much of a like? Like, if I didn't have Disney Plus, right, and I was going to go to the movies, and then someone went, you can get this for £6 a month. Would Cruella really be the film that makes me do
like change your mind?
Uh huh. Like, I really need to get a membership now so that I can see that film.
I don't know. I'm not... Well, I haven't seen it. I'm not sure. But I don't think... What I've heard reviews-wise, I don't know how well the actual storyline is, but the soundtrack is supposed to be really good.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know any of the songs, but I've seen the soundtrack is good.
That may be a bit more fun than Pieces of a Woman.
Oh yeah,
I will definitely watch
that before we watch Pieces of a Woman.
I was going to say, you take Pieces of a Woman and review it, and then I'll take Cruella.
No, that's unfair. A fair trade-up. That's totally unfair. We both need to watch it.
Right, fine. Well, moving on. And normally we have something to fill Taylor's corner with, but
she's literally
radio
not
silence.
Done anything for weeks.
Uh-huh. I might just send a welfare check on her just to make sure that she's alright, because the silence is deafening. and I don't know what to make of it.
Like, literally, what is she up to?
Yeah, like, what, no Easter eggs, no nothing.
Mm-mm.
Like, girl, what are you doing?
Well, I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks something good happens so that we can discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got something to actually discuss.
But did I tell you, like, see how I kept... remember we were kept discussing how it keeps coming up, like, Taylor Swift put on her Instagram story and then you went up there and then it was nothing?
Yeah.
And then, so I seen on Twitter that, like, that's if she's put it up on her, like, personal, like, story, so not like her verified, but it's like a close friends thing.
Oh.
Apparently, I've seen that on Twitter a few times, and once I got over my initial shock and horror that I wasn't in the close personal friend group of Taylor Swift, I got over myself. But then she put up a story, and I went, oh, I can see it. And then in my mind, I went, oh my God, Taylor Swift has added me to her close personal friend group so that I can see her Instagram story. And then so I believed this for a good couple of hours. And then I realised that it was not that, and that it's a universal story. So I thought I'd have been added into like our close friend one, and I hadn't.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, look at me.
I'm extremely confused. Is this on Taylor Swift's actual Instagram?
What?
This close friends thing?
No, I've just seen it on Twitter. I've seen somebody mention it on Twitter, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
So how did you go, how did you believe that you were?
Because our story came up.
Yeah.
And so usually when it comes up, a notification says Taylor Swift has added to her Instagram story. Now you click on it and you go onto Instagram, but you can't see the story.
Mm-hmm.
So this time I could see the story. So I thought I was added into the personal group.
Oh.
But I hadn't. It was just a universal one she put up. I was like, oh my God, Taylor has hand-selected me from her millions of followers to go see her post. And it wasn't. So that was my mistake.
That's a shame.
I know. It went to my head a lot. I was like, oh my God, Taylor, we're basically best friends now.
Oh God.
And it wasn't like that.
Yeah, she needs to, I don't know, write some music or do something.
Have you seen on...
There's just too much... lack of content. I can't handle it.
On Twitter, she tweeted that, obviously, Evermore went back to number one in the vinyl sales again. Just because it, mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks, it's just been a massive uptake of it. And so she was like, oh, like, thanks so much for all the support, da-da-da-da-da. And then there's this Twitter account just called 1989 Album. And she's like, And they keep like retweeting her, like girl, is it my turn, or just tell me when and I'll be there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I believe it's going to be 1989.
If it is 1989,
oh, we're getting serious here.
Oh, what do I do?
Camera's getting turned around. Oh, Anna, don't lie down. You're going to fall asleep.
I won't fall asleep. If it is 1989, it needs to come out in the next few weeks, because
yeah,
it's
this warm weather.
I just think
away.
It's such a, but it's just such a summery album. Well, but I don't know how summery it is. Actually, well, no, Lover's definitely the summer album, but if 1989
Red's
is
got a few,
next, then
Red's
it needs
got
to come
a few
out in summer.
Summer bops. Don't turn down Red. Red's got a few summer bops,
but All Too Well is such
a
massive
like
a song,
somber
and that's
ones
definitely
well.
That's definitely an October song.
But we also have to bear in mind, Anna, that like America's summer lasts a lot longer than ours.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's
so
true.
We've just bypassed our summer with a week of sun. They've got like months ahead of them. I don't even think they've reached their summer yet.
When do they have winter? Because I just feel like, say you lived in like California or something like that, it's sunny all the time.
Yeah.
It's warm all the time there.
Uh-huh.
There's definitely people from there who have never seen snow.
Uh-huh, 100%. But
you don't want just, it. You do not. I hate snow.
I hate snow. It's just such a hindrance.
It's so. I only like it if it's we're snowed in and I've got like plenty of food in the house.
But it's also just like. It was fun when you were in school and you got days off. But see, when you're actually like, you have to do stuff and you have to be places.
Yeah.
Now you're like, oh,
it's annoying.
I can understand. Like, why are people happy about this? Why do you. So, why are Wayne's playing outside? I'm like, go outside! Like, this isn't happiness for everyone.
The worst was when it was snowing, but it wasn't snowed enough that school would be closed. And, well, you wouldn't have walked, but I had to walk to school in the snow. It was the worst. I hate it.
That is so harsh.
I hated it.
Yeah. But Dilliter gets like. Different climate. I would, because I've been in positions where I've
different
like,
climate.
Like I've texted people, be like, "Oh look, here it's snowing at mine." Like I'm going to be late.
You're higher up. Uh-huh. That's why you're higher up.
And I've been in like, so oh my god, everyone's texting me and phoning me. Like I'm on a podcast, and there'd be times where I'd phone and be like, "Like we're going to be late," and they'd be like, "Oh well, it's sunshine here." And you're like, what? It's like snowing in my bit. It's honestly, it's ridiculous. You got anything, Dad? No.
No, I'm just thinking because, like, what is the distance between you and the, like? Because it would be so weird if it was snowing at yours and it wasn't at mine because we obviously don't live like, that far away from
like,
each
it's
other.
Like it's been snowing in Delta, and then like Mom's phoned my auntie who lives in Kendora, and she's went, well, it's not snowing here. It's like sunshine here. It's ridiculous.
Condorit's where it's at. Condorit is the sunshine state.
Sunshine. I thought you were going to just go on up your Snoop Doggy Dog rant there. But I've not got anything else to say.
Neither.
Moving on. Right, we're waiting for the next episode because this is the. What is it? Penultimum? Is that what they call it? Or penultimal or something?
Penultimate.
I was almost there.
Wait, is that right? I think that's right. Penultimate. Yeah, episode.
So it's really kind of lacking in substance
here. Yeah, as we did struggle trying to come up with an idea.
As the weeks went on, we've spread the content pretty thin. There is
But
one
it's because,
thing.
Do you know what? We really... I mean, it doesn't matter.
Carry on.
Right, okay, I'll just say it. I just think it's if we come back, then I think we've got a better idea of how we're going to structure things so that we can the content is last longer.
Yeah. But
so we're not running out of ideas because I think we've picked out like we started off with like big topics. And once you start with the big ones, you can't really go anywhere.
Uh-huh. We really should have like maximised our content output for each episode. Ah well, we'll learn from our mistakes. But there's one thing that I actually did want to really talk about recently.
On you and go.
See Willow Smith.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard her new song?
It's so good.
It's so good. It's
really
ridiculously good. And I mean, like I love Travis Barker, like the song's just like a Blink-182 beat. Which I love, but it's like Blink-182 backtrack with like a kind of young Paramore feel to it.
We love Paramore. We love saying that songs sound like Paramore.
We love a Riot album, don't we? But it's called Transparent Soul, and oh my god, if you've not listened to it, go listen to it. It's so good, and I'm so excited to see like what she has next. Because I think this just like our first kind of single? No, I know she did like, I whip my hair back and forth. That is like Willow Smith. This is Willow, capital letters.
Well, yeah, it must be.
But.
Because I haven't really, I don't know, maybe she's been making music and then this is the kind of the first time that it's.
I really been picked
know,
up, kind of.
Okay, but her mum and dad are Jada and Will Smith. So
yeah, they're so cool.
So I feel like it's highly unlikely that she would release music and it wouldn't become big.
But it's not even, it's not even like, if you'd have played the song, I wouldn't have pinpointed it being Willow Smith. I wouldn't have, I'd have went, oh, I don't know who that is. I like it, I really like it. I don't know who it is, but I would listen to more. So I don't think it's even like, you can say, oh, well, she's obviously going to be famous because she's Will and Jada's, like, daughter. Because I wouldn't have known it was her. Do you get what I mean? Like, she's not, well, like, she's not going to release good music because she's got famous parents. Like, she just released
I know, but I mean, if she, because she is already known, her music's going to be listened to, do you know what I mean? She doesn't really need a, well, she had her breakout song.
the culture.
Back in, like, 2010.
The absolute culture icon. A culture classic. I whip my hair back and forth.
Did someone do like a,
I mean, it's catchy. I'm not gonna dismiss it. Like, when it was out, it was out and it was popping. Yeah.
Did someone rap in that song? Someone have a verse?
I don't think
that?
So.
Am I making that up?
No, I think you're making that up. I think it was just her. I can't get it out of my head now. I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair back.
Do you remember the music video?
Yeah, it was a cool video. No, but I want her to release more so I can listen to it, but
oh yeah, she probably be working on an album.
So that was just another wee nugget that I wanted to plug in. But since we're going on to talk about new music, oh, I seen yesterday that a trailer for Andrew Garfield's new movie came out and he's singing in it.
Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah, like,
yeah, it's a musical.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Andrew Garfield, as you know. I think he's super talented. So I'm excited to see what this is about.
Oh, it's a musical. It's originally a musical, I think, anyway.
But do you know, like, have you heard of it before?
I feel like I've heard some of the songs before. But, is it not? No, it's not.
What?
I don't think. Do you know who Lin-Manuel Miranda is?
Yeah, the guy
created
that does
Hamilton and the Heights. I don't know if that, it might be his musical. I don't know.
I like
or
him.
Or he was in it.
I like him.
Going on to what we're going to discuss, his new movie In the Heights is coming out.
I've seen adverts.
I think it's out now in America.
I've seen adverts for that. Last night actually.
Really good musical, really good.
Yeah, well, this segues us into our last topic of the day.
Ooh,
favourite music. I feel like we've did favourite musicals for some reason. It's in the back of my
head. It's not favourite musicals, it's movie musicals. No, you just mentioned Grease 2. That was it.
And then I was top of my list.
You always mention a movie, and then I go, oh, that's a good musical.
Oh, you do. Every time. Well, Grease 2, top of the list, so, I mean, you took that one.
Top of the list for me is West Side Story. And that's coming out.
Oh, you should see the look Hannah just gave me. It's awoken her from her rough slumber.
So it's so boring that they, Steven Spielberg did a remake of it. It's such a good film. The music in it is incredible. The dancing is amazing. Apart from that, like,
I just don't think it's
what's her name play like right. No, I don't agree with how the basically they do kind of whitewash in it, because I'm sure the like all the characters who are Puerto Rican, not all of them, but some of them, they just like put fake tan on them.
I don't understand that. Like, you've got so many, like, you go through so much casting.
I know, but when was it made? When was it made? What year? A different time then.
Yeah, but would you think another remake?
Not that that's an excuse. It should never happen. What?
I think, but it's just like people must, like, casting directors. They go through thousands of applicants, stick to your story, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it might be as well, well, I don't know then, but if you know that there's a good actress or actor and they have loads of fans, then they know that they'll go watch, their fans will watch whatever movie they're in.
Yeah,
so
sure.
If they can get an actor or actress, then they're guaranteed to make sales.
That's also true.
So, but I think in the US story, it's all.
Oh, right, they're bringing out a new one?
Yeah, they've done.
Did they just remake it every? Is it like every 10 years? Like, right, guys, start it back up again. Get the production out.
This is the first remake.
Are you sure?
Of West Side Story.
Is it not yes. a couple? Because I thought Steven Spielberg's only been one West Side Story.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg's. But it's not out yet.
Well, who directed the first one?
I don't know.
Who's in it? Let's see who's in it.
It's, what's her name?
Maddie. She's like, and oh, Angela God.
Oh no! Wait! Oh wait! Oh yeah, Maddie from Dance Moms is in it. I don't think she's like a main part or anything. The girl in it though who's playing Maria is the same age as us.
That's disheartening, isn't it? That's gone.
She filmed that. I think she, because she makes YouTube videos.
Good.
She's
teeth.
Like so. She is extremely talented. She I'm sure she done like her like sixth year high school like show, and then done that, left, and then went straight on that summer to do film West Side Story.
Wow. Oh, Anna, so, like, her birthday's a few days after me. Literally.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I know, it's so... She must have worked a lot when she was younger, and she is very talented. She deserves a role. But it's just mad how young
It's gutting when you hear that.
When she filmed it. At 18.
Yeah.
Like your first movie.
It's like sports as well. And it's like, oh, this guy just signed like a 80, like he's just been signed for like 100 million. And it's like, oh, he's 21. You're like, oh, come on. Really? Really? Is that what we have to compete with now? My next one is Burlesque. I don't know. Have you seen it?
I actually haven't. Remember you asked me and I lied. I said I had and I hadn't.
Look, it's coming out now. well, obviously it's got Cher, Christina Aguilera. Who's the other one? Stanley Tucci? Tucci?
Oh yeah, Tucci? Him from The Hunger Games.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I love it. He's done way more movies than that and way bigger roles. And then see whenever anyone mentions him, I'm like, Caesar Fleckerman.
I think Christian Bale's in it. The dancer. What's her name? Juliana. Her and her brother are the dancers. She's an actress as well. She was in Footloose. The new remake of Footloose. No. Mick Steamy from Grey's Anatomy's in it.
Is he the dad in Euphoria?
Yeah. Right. Who else is in it? Oh, Quinn from Glee. She's in it.
She in it?
Yeah. I'm telling you, everybody's in it.
Wow,
they're like, oh, do you want a role? You get a role. It's like Oprah is like, you want a role? You got a role. You want a candle? We all want candles. But I watched it the other day. Great, great soundtrack. Cher sang it, and when she was in Glasgow for a concert, she did her couple of numbers in it, which stole the show.
Stole the show.
So that's probably like my kind of top, at least two of my top twos, Grease 2 and Burlesque.
The next one that I was going to speak about, it's not like a favourite at all, but it's just an interesting one to speak about because it's so controversial, but Cats.
Ooh.
Have you seen it?
No. I mean, no. I've heard Taylor Swift in it, like, in it.
No, she was actually... It. really good.
People said that she was one of the kind of only like shining spots in the film, that it just stank up a belter.
The thing is, right, so Cats is really weird. It is a weird concept for a musical. I've seen it like live, like on stage. Mm-hmm. It is a really good show, and it doesn't make sense. I think people went into it because it was a star-studded cast, thinking that it was going to be like amazing. This really interesting thing, but it is just extremely weird. The musical is weird, and it is hard to follow. And then I think when I watched the movie, I wasn't going in expecting, like, I knew what to expect. I knew that a lot of the songs would be cut. I knew that it was going to be different. So I don't think I was as shocked as, like, everybody else was when mm-hmm. they saw it, because maybe not everybody's seen the musical or heard the music. I think people were most weirded out by the CGI that they used. That was weird. But then, what were people expecting? Like, did they want them to just have, like, face paint on? Do you know what I mean?
I wonder. But did anybody really expect it to? Do you think they thought it was going to be a hit?
I think they were thinking about this idea.
Because if you're saying
it was going to be.
If you're saying you thought, like, the stage production of it is a really weird and hard concept, why would you ever think, then let's bring a super complicated concept and put it into a 2-hour movie?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's not going to work.
I could tell you that. Yeah, it's just about, it's literally just Cats, and they just sing a couple of songs each. Like, that is like the basis of it. Cats singing, yeah, Cats choir.
Life size Cats, oh my god, I would die.
Yeah, I don't think it deserves as much hate as it gets. I think it is just weird. The musical is weird. Mm-hmm. It's based on, like, the musical is based on a poem or something like that. And then Andrew Lloyd Webber, Andrew Lloyd Webber took that poem and then made a full musical about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it is pretty weird. Goes as it is.
Yeah, yeah. So it is a strange concept. So I don't feel like it's not. I wouldn't say it's, like, terribly bad. The CGI is weird. They're winning no awards for that, but I think the set looks good. It's incredible how they made it, like, the actors look so small and then everything so big. It's just weird because they're walking about on their feet.
Yeah.
And they're not on... Yeah, it's just
a weird...
It's a weird... because the concept itself is so weird that everything around it is going to be weird, but I don't think it was incredibly bad. Like, I think Taylor Swift was really good in it. Jason Derulo was strange in it, but I didn't think he was bad in it. I actually don't think it's that bad. Put it out there. I don't think Cats deserves a hate.
Controversial.
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion on it. I've never seen it. I'm not a huge. See, I'm not. A I don't huge think you would enjoy fan. It. I'm not. Yeah, I don't. I've went to see Grease, and then I've went to
on
see
on stage.
Uh huh. And then I've went to see School of Rock.
Have you seen School of Rock?
Yeah. Anna, you do that every time. I've told you at least seven times.
When did you go see that in London?
The same time as you. No, in Glasgow.
I went
to go see it. Yeah, because I always say, like, I went to go see it in Glasgow, and you say, oh my god, I've seen it as well. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I've not seen School of Rock.
Yeah. No, sorry. No, what is the one where it's like Queen songs?
We Will Rock You.
Oh, well then. Well then,
I was about to say that. I was like, School of Rock has not toured.
No, I went to see We Will Rock You. Apologies for the misconceptions here. And what I finally kind of wanted to talk about was, have you seen McDreamy in Enchanted 2? Because he's all over Ireland right now, and See, I've been seriously tempted to just...
What, to go to Ireland?
Yeah, just like a wee £20 flight and just try my hand at trying to see Patrick Dempsey, because man is... He's a fine-looking specimen. he's just so nice.
I've seen like some of the set, but I've not seen that
they've actors. Changed all the shop names and stuff like that, and they put like old-fashioned stuff on, which looked pretty cool. I don't know if what's her name, is it Amy Adams?
Amy Adams, uh-huh. Yeah,
I don't know if they probably like shoot it in like LA or something like that, but Patrick Dempsey's been over in Ireland for a wee while, and that James,
what is it going to be about? Like, it's a fantastic... Enchanted is a really good movie. I remember going to see it in the cinema.
So good. I've got the really DVD.
So have I.
Yeah. That's how you know. We've now discussed that if I have a DVD of something, it's untouchable in my opinion. No, it's a really good... Really good songs.
So I'm
super excited for Enchanted 2. But,
so am I. But I just don't know what are they going to do?
I know. But it might just be like a happy number, like a happy surprise. Yeah. Like, I'm not like obsessed with it as in I need to know the plot and I need to know who's coming back and I need to...
It's an easy watch.
Uh-huh, I'm just like, I can't wait for it coming back.
Yeah.
I wonder if... what's her name's going to be in it? Frozen person?
Idina Menzel. Yeah.
Whenever anybody mentions her, I just always think back to the John Travolta.
What did he call her? Like
Adele Mazzina. And he starts clapping and it's like, wait, what did you call her? Did you pronounce that name? And I always panic when I bring it up because I don't know how to pronounce a name and I don't want to sound like John Travolta. Hashtag Rachel Berry's mum in Glee. all of my topics refer back to Glee at some point.
We've mentioned Glee twice now.
But no, so can't wait for that.
Yeah, what about, do you know what I was thinking, because isn't there like a wee girl in that movie as well? She will be old.
I don't
think she'll be in it.
Yeah, well, unless he's got rid of his daughter, which would be a plot twist.
That's a whole different movie.
Let's see. Oh, what's her name? Right.
I feel like her character name's like Morgan or something.
Yeah,
like
it is Morgan. Right, so her real name is Rachel Covey. She's 22?
What? And wait, does she look like now?
I don't think she's had... No, she just had the Enchanted. She's not really done anything after that. That's it.
She's not done anything apart from that?
No. Oh my god, it's going to be called Disenchanted.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's just... Apparently it's going to be called Disenchanted. I didn't know that. She is in it. Oh, Maya Rudolph's in it. She's hilarious.
Is it going to be... Do you think they'll do like the cartoon stuff?
It would be pretty cool. Bless you.
Thank you. It would be pretty cool.
Oh, Helen from Drake and Josh is in it. Sorry, I'm looking at the cast.
I'm gonna sneeze again.
Oh my god, you'll never guess who's gonna be in it. Anna.
Caesar Flickerman?
No. Miss Pillsbury.
Barry Malik.
Glee. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if she might be like Amy Adams' sister since they're both ginger.
What, because they're both ginger?
Yeah. That's mental. But not looking forward to that. You got anything else to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. I really like movie musicals. See stuff like that, like Enchanted. Like, see the Disney ones? They're not that bad.
I've got a feeling, are you not like super, you really like Lemonade Mouth, don't you?
I've only seen that like twice. I had to watch it at someone's house, of course. But what's that song? What's the main song? Determinate.
Yeah, Determinate.
That is the song I was like, I used to know the rap. I listened to it the other day.
I used to know the rap for that. See where
stop! When he goes like that, stop!
Yeah. I wonder if I can
still. No, I used to love the way that he would like hold the microphone and it was like,
yeah, it was like pure. Yeah, I'm like, take that off your mouth, mate. Like, wipe that mic down.
I know.
It's like, do you know the germs are on that? maybe we should. I'll do a wee shout out to your friend Eve, who. Sent me texts all last night, in the middle of my softball game. But we're not going to get into that. not going to get into that again. I apologise for not bringing up. She wanted star signs in it.
We were talking about star signs.
But I've got no interest in it. I don't believe in it.
I don't really either. But yeah. I don't know how we got onto that conversation. So Eve, I'm sorry.
But
I what's your star sign?
I'm a Taurus. Yeah.
And I'm an Aries.
I'm a bull.
Every time I tell someone that I'm an Aries, they're like,
that's what your pal said. You're not an Aries. Your pal texts me saying,
oh god,
she has like a Virgo complex, so she's super confused.
Yeah, I do have. Do you know how when you get like, I don't know, you have more than one star sign, like moon sign, rising, or all that. One of them is a Virgo for me.
Bull. I'm like, look, the newspaper says I'm going to have good luck this week. And then crap up next week. And I'm like, ooh. I'm like, woo, I must believe it. If the stars tell me it has to be fact. If Facebook tells me that Taurus is going to have a good month, it must be fact. Well, no offence, Eve. Like, I feel like... I know. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
bring it up. Shout it out. It's our favourite podcast. Yeah. And
you know what, Eve? Come at me. Come at me with your star sign knowledge because I'm not up for it. So, Eve, come at me. is that it?
I've got nothing else to add. I'm sorry if this is really bad. I feel like I've not contributed as much as I
Anna's
usually
just
do.
Totally rough.
And I need to go out again today. I need to go out in 45 minutes.
I don't think Anna's going to make it. What do you think? Let's do a poll on Instagram.
No, absolutely not.
Right. Well, see ya. Bye.